Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Levi Langer. Maseches Yevamos has been dedicated Le'iloi Nishmas Reb Moshe Yaakov ben Reb Nosson Yehuda and Reza Leia Bas Yaakov.
Maseches Yevamos, Daf Yud. The Gemara on Amud Aleph brings down the opinion of Rav Ashi that he holds that when Reb Yehuda Hanasi set up our Mishnah with the Chomesh, Esrei Noshim Shepoitois Toresehem, the 15 Arayos who patted their Tzoros when they fall together with the Torah to the Yavam. So according to Rav Ashi, Rebbe included even Beplukta Kameiri, in even cases that depend upon a Machloikis and that are not universally agreed among the Tanoim, despite that Rebbe would include cases like that as well amongst the Chomesh Esrei Noshim. Toisvis over here, based on this idea that according to Rav Ashi our mission includes cases that are a plukta, that are dependent on a machloikis, Tosis raises a bombshell of a question, which he discusses at length, and at the end of the Tosis he brings that the Yushalmi already asked the question, and numerous Rishayim and Achrayim weigh in on different aspects of the question. Tosis' shaila is that as long as the Mishnah is including cases of Noshim, of women that depend on a machloikis, there could have been a 16th case, which is not listed in the Mishnah, and that is a case of an Eshes Ish Shepoiteres Tzoros, which is to say that you have two women, Reuven dies, and he has two wives, and they fall to Shimon, and one of the wives is also to Shimon, Alseishas Ish. She's a married woman, Alseishas Ish. So the Eishas Ish were part of the Torah. Now, you can't have such a thing. Doesn't make any sense. I mean, if she's a married woman, how did she end up a married woman if she fell from Reuven, who just died? So how is she Eishas Ish? So Taisis comes up with the case of Balas Hatanai, which is as follows. You have a man who was married to this woman once long in the past, and he divorced this Isha Altanai on the condition that she would never marry Shimon. If she ever marries Shimon, it comes out that her whole divorce, which took place years ago, is Igloi L'mafreya, that it's Nekar, that it was never a divorce, because the divorce was conditional, it was Altanai, a conditional divorce, on the condition that she would never marry Shimon. So this woman, having been divorced conditionally, goes ahead subsequently and marries Reuven, which is Shimon's brother. So she marries Reuven. Reuven has another wife as well, and then Reuven dies. And these two women now fall to Shimon. Now, one of these women is also to Shimon as Eishes Ish, because if she's Misyabemes by Shimon, it's going to be Igloi Milsa, that her original divorce years ago from the original husband is going to be Nekar, and it's going to come out that she's still married to the original husband. If she ever is Misyabemes and gets married to Shimon with the Yimbum, then her original divorce is Nekar, uprooted, and it comes that she was originally married all along to the original husband, and the original divorce was never even effective, was never chal. So Mela comes out that one of these noshim is an eishes ish klapi shim, because if she's ever misyabemeth by shim, and she'll be also to megula mafreya al eishes ish. So maybe the eishes ish ought to pater her tzora, the co-wife that's falling with her from Reuven. Why is this dependent on a plukta? Because Tosis quotes in a mesech the gittin pei beis, there's a machloikis Rebbe Eliezer and the Rabbanon, whether a divorce which is conditional in this manner is chal, is effective at all. And the Rabbanan Shita is that such a conditional divorce, amenas shaloi tinasi leploini, on the condition that you won't marry this so-called, this fellow ploini, such a divorce, according to Rabbanan, they make a cheshmur exist, a kosev that it's not chal, it's not a divorce at all. So according to the Rabbanan, no such case could come up, because this woman was never divorced, and she couldn't marry Reuven, the deceased brother. But Rabbi Lezer holds over there in Masechta Gittin that the divorce is effective, you can make a gerishin, amenas shaloi tinasi leploini, and according to Rabbi Lezer, this would be a case of Eishes Ish, which is falling together with a Tzora. She's not an Eishes Ish right now, by the way. Right now, she's, as far as anybody can see, she's a free woman. But if she ever is Misyabemes by Shimon, by the living brother, then it's going to be a Gloil Mafreya. It's going to come out that her original divorce is uprooted and she was an Eishes Ish all along. So she's Aser al Tzahalacha of Eishes Ish, also to Misyabemes by Shimon, despite the fact that she does not presently have the label of an Eishes Ish. Right now, she's divorced. But if she'll ever marry Misyabemes to Shimon, then it'll be Nekar, her whole divorce years ago, be uprooted, come out that she was an Eishes Ish. And there's an important point, by the way, that we'll be discussing shortly. The fact that she's not presently a Shem of an Eishes Ish, but her Yibum, ability to be Misyabemes by Shimon, by the living brother, is stopped. is min hanimna by virtue of the halacha of Eshet Ish, which will take effect if she ever will be misya bemes by Shimon. So let's have that according to Rabbi Eliezer, a koponim holds that such a thing as a divorce almanas, shalai tenasi leploini, and you're going now according to Ravashi that our Mishnah rechens machloikasin, plukta kamai. So why don't you have a 16th case of a tzoras Eshet Ish? This Eshet Ish will pater her tzora, the co-wife, and she should be included in the arayos of the Mishnah. That's Taisus Kasha. So Taisus says a rather cryptic thing, that actually this depends, this suggestion depends on which Yalfusa, which Drosha we went with over the last few days to determine that a Tzoras Erva is Potter from Zika, from Yibma Chalitza. If I hold like the Brisa on Daf Gimel Beis, which holds that the holding of Tzoras Erva is learnt out of Tzoras Achois Isha, from the Isha L'Achois L'Sikach L'Tzroyer, that you have the din of L'Tzroyer of Tzoras Achois Isha, so then Taisus says that you wouldn't learn from Achlis Isha to this case of Balas HaTanai, of Eshes Ish, you wouldn't learn because it's not Doime to Achlis Isha, since by Achlis Isha, with the moment of the Nefila, the moment that she falls to Shimon, the living brother, she already is labeled an Achlis Isha Klapi Shimon, who's married to her sister, and therefore she's an existing label of an Achlis Isha, and therefore Pater her Tzora. That's by the Malamed case of the Achlis Isha. The Lamed case you're trying to learn out too, which is the case of Balas HaTanai, is not presently an Eshes Ish at the moment of the Nefila. Otherwise, how was she married to Reuven, the dead guy, the dead brother? She's not presently Eshes Ish. She's divorced with a conditional divorce. It's only if she will be Misya Bemes by Shimon, the living brother, then it will be Nekar, it will be a glory that the original divorce was never effective. So she's prevented the Metzius in practice from being able to be Misya Bemes to Shimon by means of this Isur of Eshes Ish, but she's not presently able to Eshes Ish. So therefore, she's not Doime to the Malam made case of Achois Isha, which is presently an Achois Isha. So since they are Eshes Ish and not doime to the Achois Isha, she doesn't pat the Hertzor. That's if I learn that from Litzra. Masha Inkin, if I'm learning out from the Pasuk of Lekocha, that's Rebbe's Shita on Daf Ches, which is that Lekocha of the Isha, that you have to have that when two women fall to the Yovam, that he could take each of them, Shnei Lekuchen, he could take each, boy Lokachai, if he wants, he could take this one, he wants to get the other. If he has that choice, then he could take either one. But Ret Rebbe's Drasha, if he's prevented from taking one of them by virtue of an Erva Din, so then both of them are not Zekuka. So that's Rebbe's Halacha of Lekocha. So he says, if you go with Lekocha, it's still going to be Shver. Because if you go with Lekocha, then we ought to say that even if she's not present with Eshes Ish, doesn't matter. The Din of Eshes Ish, which will kick in if she gets Misyabim, that's stopping her from being Misyabim, and therefore she ought to pater the Tzora. The Briskerov and the Chedushim and Rambam, the Chazim and Chalitza, summarizes what comes out of this question of Tosis, and he says that, you see, what Tosis is essentially saying is that there's a lamdisha difference between the two different melamdim and the two different droshes that tell me the din of Tzoras Erva. For the din of Tzoras Achois Isha, I require that this lady presently has a shame Erva while she is a Tzora of the other Isha. She's falling as a Tzora, as a co-wife, with the shame Erva intact on her, and then that shame Erva is going to mafkia the Vika from the whole bias, including from the Tzora. But Al-Znet Yalfusa of Achlis Isha, it doesn't suffice if she isn't presently an Erva, but there is a Din Erva waiting in the wings which will block her from ever being able to be Misya Bemes, which is the case of Balas tonight. That's not good. That doesn't pat to the Tzora. You need a present Shem Erva that she falls with the co-wife, with the Shem Erva, and then it pat to Zizika from her and the co-wife. Now, Sheinkins at the Briskerov, Lekocha, that price of that sheet of Rebbe on the Ches, which just says you have to be Lekech this one, Lekech that one, it's a much broader and looser configuration of the drasha. It doesn't really say anything Lekocha. It doesn't say anything about the Litzroyer, but Isha L'Choysa doesn't say anything special about a particular paradigm case of Achois Isha, whatever it is. It doesn't say that she's falling as a Litzroyer together with the Erev. It doesn't say anything like that. It just says you have to have had the ability that the Yavim could have been the Yavim this one, or the Yavim that, and not that there's some Din Erev that prevented one of the two. That you do have. That is fulfilled by the case of Eshes Ish, Balas Tanai, Zot the Briskerov, because even if she's not presently an Eshes Ish, the fact is the guy is prevented from being Miyabim Hertzali because of the Iser of Eshes Ish. That you do have, because if she's yet Misyabemis, Eshes Ish will kick in, Lamafreya. That's enough, according to Rebbe, the fact that the Eshes Ish lies in the wings, even if it's not presently Chal. There's no present Eshes Ish, Shem, on the Isha, still be enough, according to the Drasha of Lekocha, to pater even the Tzora from a Zika. Of course, Rebbe is the person we're discussing in this Gemara. That's Shitas Rebbe. We're discussing Rebbe is the person who Mosbechaber edited the Mishnayos, and Rebbe himself darshan from Lakocha. So therefore, we really do have to work out why the Mishnah doesn't reckon the 16th erev of the Patas Zatzora, which is the Eishes Ish. And Tosis comes out simply by saying that even though it's true that according to the present assumption of the Gemara, Ravashi's idea was saying that the Mishnah is Plukta Kambayri, it will even give cases which are dependent on Machloikis, it has to be at least that Rebbe, the editor of the Mishnayos, that he held of the right Shita in that Machloikis, he held of the Shita that would give you a case that she's an erev and she Patas Zatzora. Over here, Rebbe himself will simply hold, not like Rebbe Lezer in Masechta Gittin, he'll hold like the Rabbanon, he'll hold that there's no way to make a get like that al Tanai, Shalom Yitinosi Leploini, because it's not effective. And Mele, if Rebbe himself didn't hold like Rebbe Eliezer's view, he won't hold that there's such a possibility of a 16th erva of Tzoras Eishes Ish, because the case of Eishes Ish can't come up if he can't make a get like that. So Rebbe didn't hold that there is such a case, so he didn't list it in the Mishnah. That's Toysis's Teretz. However, at the end of the Toysis, he brings that in actually the Yushalmi as his Kasha already. It's in the Yushalmi of Fanort, why didn't the Mishnah give a 16th case of a Tzoras Eishes Ish with a Balas Tanai? That somebody years ago had divorced one of these women with the condition of Manas Shalitinosi L'Shimin, Shimin, the present Yovam that they're presently falling to. So the Yushalmi asks his Kasha, and the Yushalmi says a somewhat sosamdika, unclear answer. The Yushalmi answers that by those 15 women that are listed in the Mishnah, HaToyra Osra Olav. It's the Torah that's assering these women to Shimon the Yovam, whatever they are, they're a Bitoy, whatever they are exactly. The Torah assers these women to Shimon, because the Torah assers Shimon from marrying his Bitoy, whatever the case may be. Masha'en came by the case of Eishes Ish, Hocha, who Osra Olav, there's a human being, a flesh and blood person, that person is causing the Isur of Eishes Ish, that this woman has, Klape Shimon. What does it mean, says Toysis? The Toysis explains that this Isser of Eishes Ish that this Balas Tanai has could really be obviated and removed at any moment by having the original husband who originally divorced her Al Tanai, he can give her a second divorce without any Tanai. He can give her another divorce right now, an unequivocal, absolute divorce, and he gives her the absolute divorce, so then, of course, she'll be mutter to the whole world, including to Shimon. So therefore, comes out, says Toysis, that the whole time that these two women were together in the marriage to Reuven, the dead brother, during that whole time, it was not absolute that there was a Shem, Tzoras Eishes Ish, on the Tzorah. Because at any moment, the original husband has the ability to remove the whole Shem, Eishes Ish, from the potential Eishes Ish. He can just give her another get. Comes out that there's a weakness in the label of the Tzoras Eishes Ish that the Torah has, because it could be obviated, it could be removed at any moment during the original marriage to Reuven by another get being given. And a Mela, therefore, it's different from the other cases in the Mishnah, which are absolute, those Arayas, that's why it's not listed in the Mishnah. There is actually a Machloikis and how to understand what Tosfos is being mefarish in this Yerushalmi. According to the Chedushei Reb Reuven, according to Reb Reuven Gazovsky, the Kavana of Tosfos is that as a matter of fact, what the Yerushalmi is saying is that this Eishes Ish will not pater the Tzora. She doesn't pater the Tzora. And when they fall a Yibam, in fact, the Tzora is the Kuka to Shimon. Why doesn't she pater the Tzora? Because there was a weakness in the Shem Tzoras Erva, Tzoras Eishes Ish, that this Tzora had. Since the Shem Tzora takes effect during the original marriage while they're actively co-wives, while they're married together to Reuven, and that whole time that these two women were married together to Reuven, the Tzora had a weakness and a potentially removable Shem on her as a Tzoras Eishes Ish. At any given moment, it could be removed by virtue of an individual has the yecholas to remove that label of Tzoras Eishes Ish at any time simply by giving an unequivocal absolute divorce to her co-wife. So therefore, there is a weakness in the Shem Tzoras Eishes Ish on the Tzora, and therefore she's not, in fact, Potter from being Zokok to the Yovam. That's how Reb Reuven understands the Tosfos. However, the Tshuva's Noidab Yehuda, the Noidab Yehuda writes that he understands Tosfos not that way. He understands that what Tosfos learning in the Yerushalmi is that as a matter of fact, this is really not a very important or meaningful thing. What's a nafkamina that the original husband does have the ability to remove the label of Eishes Ish? He does have. What's a nafkamina? He did not remove the label of Eishes Ish. He didn't give any second divorce. And they did fall together to the Yovam without given the divorce having been given, a second divorce having been given by the original husband. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says this is not a meaningful point. In the Fiha MS, there is a 16th case in which the Tzora is Potter from Zika, Chalitza, or Yibum, and the Tzora Seishas Ish, as a matter of fact, the Yushalmi saying is Potter from being Zonkuk to Chalitza, or Yibum. It's just that since it's so different, and the case is such a dissimilar, unusual case, not like the other case in the Mishnah, so therefore it's not listed in the Mishnah, even though it has the same dinim as the Mishnah. As a matter of fact, the Nei Rabbi Yehuda's pshat is actually in a certain way meduik and lashon of Tosis, as various forum point out, because Tosis has a lashon, since it's not similar to the case in our Mishnah, lahachi loitoni lohu deloidomi lohu lefisha biyad hamigareish lahatira. It's not listed together with them because it's not similar to the other cases, the 15 of the Mishnah. So lashon of loitoni lohu is bepshutai, is a mashmo, it's like the Nei Rabbi Yehuda, that as a matter of fact, the Isha Sish would part of the Tzora. Rabruven Rabbi Yehuda, there's different shotim in whether Lafiho Emes, Lafiho Shalmi, the HSH Patas at Sora. What Rabruven points out is that this much seems to be absolutely clear in the whole Hemshech of Taisis, is that Taisis appears to have accepted as an absolute given that the HSH herself is Potter from Chalitza and from Yibam. Yibam and Chalitza both. Even the Lachari, you can make a pretty strong case offhand. It may be this potential Eishes Ish should be Chayev in Chalitza, because she really doesn't have any active label of an Eishes Ish upon her right now. She's actually divorced. It's just that the divorce was conditional, originally given with a Tanai, that if she'll ever be married or Misyabim or whatever to Shimon, then the divorce will be Igloy, it's Poka, Lamafreya, it's uprooted, and then she'll end up an Eishes Ish. Right now, however, she's not an Eishes Ish. So granted that she can't be Misyabemes, because if she ever is Misyabemes, she'll end up Igloy that she was an Eishes Ish all along, so she can't, no Yibam will take place, but a Chalitza should have to take place because she's not presently have any label of an Eishes Ish, so what's going to be Mafkinya Zika totally to take away her Yecholus to have a Chalitza, to have her Chiyav to have a Chalitza? She's still Mechoyav in a Chalitza because there's no present label of Eishes Ish. That's what we ought to say. But says Rebuven, the Tosis is Shtark Meduyuk, that he wasn't even clearing that, there's no discussion Tosis whatsoever. It seems to be a given in Tosis that in fact the Din Chalitza is Poka from the Eishes Ish, even though, according to the way Reuven understands the Tosis, we are saying that she will not pater her Tzora, the Tzora she doesn't pater, but Afal Pikein, she herself does not have any Chalitza. Reuven says that actually this makes perfect sense, even though it sounds like it should be interdependent. If she's called an Eishes Ish for the Din Zika, then let her pater from Chalitza and pater the Tzora. If she's not an Eishes Ish for Chalitza, then let her not be pater Chalitza and not pater the Tzora. Why are we making the split? It actually does make sense, says Reuven, because he argues that the din of Chalitza is simply dependent upon what happens b'shas to Nefila. In other words, when Reuven, the dead brother, dies and they fall to Shimon, we look upon the potential yachas, a potential yibam, between the Eishes Ish and Shimon, and we say that this lady is not presently an Eishes Ish, but she's absolutely prevented from being able to misyabemes with Shimon by virtue of the din Eishes Ish, which will be chal, which will kick in if the amyam. So therefore, b'shas to Nefila is a din that there is a halacha of arayos which is preventing her from being misyabim, and that suffices that this nefila is going to be not going to even generate any din of chalitza at all, since the nefila is prevented from being able to be actualized by being misyabim by virtue of a din erva. So there's no chalitza either. However, in terms of whether she creates a tzara, the din tzara is created, as Dr. Reuven, b'shas the original marriage. That label has to be chal, because that's when they are co-wives. They are co-wives together, b'shas the original marriage. Since the din tzara has to be chal b'shas the original marriage, and all throughout the original marriage, the way Tosis understands the Yerushalmi, at any given moment, that original fellow has to be choylus to weaken and to take away the label of tzara's erva at any moment by giving a get at any time, an absolute get to the woman that he had divorced al tonight. So therefore, the Shem Tzora, which had to be Chal B'Shas, the original marriage, was weak, and it wasn't Chal properly. Therefore, the Tzora is not Nifteres from Chalitza and Yibam. But the Eishes Ish herself, since she is prevented from Metzios, from being able to Misyabim by the Eishes Ish, is certainly Potter even from Chalitza. That is Reb Reuven's argument. In actuality, there is a hashayla in the various Rishonim about both of the two issues that we just raised. The Hainu. Regarding the question of whether the Yerushalmi means to say that in fact an Eishes Ish doesn't pass the Tzorah, which is how Rabbi Reuven understands it, or according to the Neidim Yehuda's Pshat, the Yerushalmi concedes that an Eishes Ish does pass the Tzorah. It's just very, very different from the regular 15 Erevus that pass the Tzorah, so it's not in the Mishnah. It's so different because it depended upon the desire of the original husband if he wants to give another an absolute get or not. So what's the story with that? What's the pshat in the Yerushalmi? So in fact, there is an Erzarua in Chelak Aleph and Tovkov Tzadik Vov that blithed by a suffix on the Shaila. He clears it. He says, and the Yerushalmi says that the Eishes Ish isn't listed in this mission of the Patering the Tzorah because it's different from the cases of the mission. Doesn't mean that therefore Tataka, she does not Pater the Tzorah. She's so different because there's a weakness in the Din Tzorah because the husband could have divorced at any time the original Eishes Ish. So therefore the Din Tzorah is weak and Taka not Nifteris from Zikas Yibim Vachalitza, or says the Erzurah, it could be that there is no weakness in the Din Tzorah and Takashi is Nifteris from Yibim Vachalitza. It's just that it's not like the case of the Mishnah, so it's not listed. And the Erzurah obliged by a suffix on that question. So that's a suffix already in the Mishnah. As far as the other Shaila raised by Reb Reuven as to whether there will be, have to be a Din Chalitza on this potential Eishes Ish, who's not actually an Eishes Ish right now, it's just that if she's Nisyabim, she will igloy lemafreh, that she will have been an Eishes Ish. So we said that Reb Reuven is Badaik from Toisvet, that there's no Chalitza. And we have actually a Beferish Machloikas, Rishonim, big Machloikas. The Rishonim discussed this question, some of them discussed it on the Beis and Aleph at the very beginning of the Mesechta, and the Ramban and the Rashbo, two Gedoli Rishonim over there, get into a big Machloikas on this very point. The Shitas HaRamban is like Reb Reuven is Badaik from Toisvet, that the Eishes Ish is definitely Pturim in HaChalitza, since he's absolutely prevented from being able to be Mesiah Bemes by means of Eishes Ish, so she put it from Chalitza. However, the Rashbo over there argues, and the Rashbo says that in my opinion, I say that this potential Eishes Ish is actually Chayov in Chalitza. Because in my opinion, says the Rashbo, you need to have an actual Shem Erva presently in effect upon this woman, which is going to take away the Zika. There's no actual Shem Erva presently in effect on this Isha that's falling, because right now she's divorced. Remember that divorcing Al Tanai doesn't mean that there's something left out of the divorce right now. It simply means there's a condition, a string attached, and if you violate the condition, it's a gloy of afraid that it's uprooted. That's what Al Tanai means. So therefore, since right now, says the Rashbo, she's absolutely not an Eishes Ish, there's no way to get her out of the Chalitza, and she will, in the opinion of the Rashbo, she will, in fact, have to go through a Chalitza. Now, Chonon Wasserman here, in the Kovetz Ha'oras, raises another basic question, which in various forms is debated by the various Rosh Yeshiva. Now, Chonon's Shaila is like this. This potential Eishes Ish is not actively an Eishes Ish, like we said. It's just that her divorce had been conditional, so therefore, if she'll ever be Misyabim to Shimon, she will be then an Eishes Ish. But she's not an Eishes Ish right now. However, Frekt Rabbi Chonon, maybe we should at least say that she is an Eishes Ach Klapei Shimon. Because just like we have had other times and other discussions, that any time you have an Isha who's an Erva Klapei the Yavam, so therefore there is no Zika between this Isha and the Yavam, the Mela comes out that the Eishes Ach comes back. In fact, we had a whole discussion of this several times, that the Eishes Ach is going to come back on the Erev, since there is no Zika between her and the Yavam. And a mail over here, Frekel B'chanan, the very basic Shaila, perhaps we ought to say that since this Isha Akoponim has no Zika Klape her Yavam, because it's a potential Eishes Ish, good, maybe it's not an active present Eishes Ish, potential Eishes Ish, that takes away from the Chalitza as well, like we said, removing another Zamadayak from the Toysis, there's no Din Chalitza according to Toysis, but if there's no Din Yibim and no Din Chalitza, there's no Zika between this potential Eishes Ish and the Yavam. Therefore, we ought to say that the Eishes Ach comes back. And that is a very, very big nafke minus at the Bechonim, because if you'll say that the Eishes Ach comes back, that means that she presently really does have a Shem Erevo Klapei the Yavam. It's true she doesn't have a Shem Eishes Ish with relevant to the Yavam, but she does have a Shem Eishes Ach, because she is, after all, she was married to the brother of this Yavam, and she has no Zika to the Yavam because of the problems with the Eishes Ish, the strings attached. So I'll call upon him, therefore she'll be an Eishes Ach, because she is a falling. She was married to his brother and there's no Zinka. So maybe she should be an Eishes Ach. But if she is an Eishes Ach, maybe we ought to say that the Shem Eishes Ach that she has ought to pater her Tzorah, which is actually a recurring question that we've had in the past. We discussed it just the other day with regard to the case of a Tzoras Islandess, right? We said that according to Ravasi, an Islandess paters her Tzorah. And what is the reason, according to Ravasi, that an Islandess paters her Tzorah? Because, well, the Islandess is not an Erva. It's not an Erva to be an Islandess. It's an Erva to be a wife sister. it's an Eivet to be a Bitoy, it's not an Eivet to be a Islandess, but still, since the Islandess is Nismayet from Asher Teilet, and she has no Zika to the Yavam, so it comes out that now she'll be an Eishas Ach Klapi the Yavam, because the Shem Eishas Ach reverts on upon her, and Mamela, therefore, according to Avasi, she patters her sorrow because of the label of Eishas Ach that's on her. So, Feta Kovitz Ha'orath, why are we accepting as a given with the various Svaras that apparently, according to the Pasha the Toysis, that it seems that this Eishas, this potential Eishas Ish, is not going to patter her tzorah for the various reasons that are given. Why? And the Chanami else, the din of Eishas Ish, she won't patter the tzorah, that's just in potential. But there is an actualized, actual realized, right now, Shem of Eishas Ach that's on her right now. And then ought to patter the tzorah if I hold that the Eishas Ach patters the tzorah, just like it does by Evasi's Shita, by Tzorah's Islandess, that the Eishas Ach patters the tzorah. So why are we ignoring the Shem Eishas Ach? So Rabbi Chanan says that we see from here an important point, which is that the only time that we say that the Shem Eishas Ach comes back when you have an Isha that's not Zekuka L'Yibum is only when in the present matzav, in the present circumstance, I can put a point at an identifiable, concrete Siba within the matzav that's Mafkia the Zika. If she's an islandess, so right now we see in this Isha that she has a Gevissa Mahus, she has a particular identity, that of an islandess, and the islandess identity is Mafkia the Zika, and therefore leaves the Shem Eishas Ach to come back, and according to Rav Asi, the Shem Eishas Ach even passes the Torah. Masha'inkin over here, there actually is no identifiable Siba in the present matzav, that's Mafkia the Zika. The only reason why there's no Zika is because they have a very unusual scenario of an Isha that she, if she ever will be Miss Yabemes, then the Eishas Ish label will be Chal upon her then, and there is a halacha like that, that any Isha that's prevented absolutely from by Eishas Ish from being Miss Yabemes, even if it's just based upon what's going to happen then when she's Miss Yabemes, still there's no Din Chalitza on such an Isha either, because she's not Miss Yabemes by virtue of Din Erva, so there's no Chalitza. But since you don't in the present time have any concrete identifiable Siba, that's a Sibas Hafkoas Hazinka, so therefore the Din Eishas Ach will not come back, and the Eishas Ach actually, this woman is not labeled an Eishas Ach, and that according to B'chanan is why she's not going to patter her Tzorah out the Din of Eishas Ach, even according to Rav Asi, the whole said Eishas Ach patters the Tzorah by the case of the Tzorah's islandess. The B'chanan says, and the others who learn this way as well, the Bigger Shmuel basically learns this way too, that in fact, when this Tosis is clearing throughout the Tosis at the beginning, he asks right away that we should have that this potential Eishas Ish should patter the Tzorah, we should have a 16th Isha in the Vesha, we were not saying out the Din Eishas Ach that she should patter the Tzorah. In fact, according to B'chanan, there is no Shem Eishas Ach that devolves upon her at all, like we just said. But rather, what we are saying is that the Shem potential Eishas Ish should patter the Tzorah, even though the Shem Eishas Ish is not already actualized, it's just waiting in the wings that it will be Chal Mafreya if you have an army of them. Still, the fact that she's blocked, that she's Nimna from being able to have a Yibam by virtue of the Din Eishas Ish, that in the Havan of Toysus was sufficient to be able to say that it should Mafkia the Zika even from the Tzorah, and there should be a Din Tzorah out the Din of Tzorah's Eishas Ish. However, there's actually a very different mahaloch on this point in the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav learned in the Chedushim and Rambam that when Toysis started in the beginning of Toysis by suggesting that this potential Eishas Ish should have ability to mafkir her Tzorah from Zika's Chalitza V'Yibam, the Brisker Rav says that he doesn't believe that there was even a Hava Amina in Toysis that the potential Shem Eishas Ish that's lying and waiting in the wings but not presently Chal yet, he doesn't believe that there could even have been a Kler in Toysis that should fit into the Din of Litzroer in the Brayis on the Gimel, because that din of Litzra, it's very clear, is not the Brisker Rav. What does it even discuss? It says, Isha l'choyza l'sikach Litzra. Avad is talking about active shemois of Erva that have a tzara. Isha l'choyza l'sikach Litzra. He doesn't believe, says the Brisker Rav, that even in the Havamina, Tehis would have cleared that to ask that the din of Eishas, potential Eishas is, Shemafia matter the tzara. The opinion of the Brisker Rav, the Havamina of Tehis was because since she's a potential Eishas is waiting in the wings, comes out that now, right now, that the Zika is not upon her because of the potential Eishas Ish. There's no Zika, and therefore the Shem Eishas Ach comes back on her. She now has the then Erva Klapi Shem and the Yavam because of having been his husband, his brother's wife, Eishas Ach. And Toysav Havamina was to pater the the Tzara Alta Din Eishes Ach. That's how the Brisker Rav says, because he doesn't believe that it, B'chlal, that there should even be a suggestion in Tosis that the Shem, potential Shem of Eishes Ish, Shepater Tzara. However, that's because the Brisker Rav understood the Shem Eishes Ach comes back. Like we said before, Rabbi Chanan doesn't even learn that way. Rabbi Chanan learns that the Shem Eishes Ach does not come back, which is why Taka, in his understanding, there's no discussion B'chlal of saying that the Eishes Ach that's in this woman, Shepater Tzara. In his opinion, the Shaila of the Taisa straight through from the beginning was that she Shepater Tzara because of the potential Shem Eishes Ish, which will be there, which will be waiting in the wing if she ever ends up getting Misyabemes. Let us go now to the Machloikis on Amud Beis and discuss the big Machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish get into a big argument about a case where you have multiple tzorois that fall to multiple achim. That says that Reuven, the dead fellow, was married to several wives. They're all tzorois. And now, when Reuven dies, all of these women, all these tzorois, fall together, Lezikas Yevamin, in front of a whole bunch of brothers that Reuven has. Now, what happens if one of the brothers, the first case, which is today's case, with part of it picks up tomorrow, we'll see Mr. Shem continue tomorrow. But part of the case that we're going to discuss today, we have a case where one of the brothers did chalitza to one of the Noshim. And the opinion of Reish Lakish is like this, that specific man who did chalitza to that specific woman, those forever after are no longer have any din kores clapping each other if they will ever be ba'aleha, him to her afterwards. The other brothers and the other women, the other tzoras, all of the other men, all the other women, says Reish Lakish, they all have that the din chorus is going to come right back. Because now that the ability to miyabim and the whole zikas yevamim is totally paka because the chalitza was done. So mela for them, klape them, what we have is that the din chorus comes right back, their regular eshesach like they always were, because the original had been married to the original brother, Reuven, who died, and the therefore, since there's no longer any Zika, if any of those Noshim will marry the Yavam or any brother, if the Yavam will marry any of the other Noshim, not the one he did the Chalitza with, you'll have an absolute chorus because of the original HSH, which comes back after the Chalitza. Only that Yavam and that Yavama that went through the Chalitza, they, says the Gemara, they're only going to be a Loisase. What's the Loisase? The Loisase is a drosha on the Pasuk of Kocho Yeyose Loish, Asher Lo Yivne, Es Beis Ochid, which we dash in lo yivne, which is future tense, kevon shaloi bona shuv lo yivne. Since he wasn't boina till now, he can't be boina in the future either. Meaning, in other words, that once you do a chalitza and turn down the yecholas, the ability to do any binyan of the bias, a niyibim, so now we have a loisa say from here on and in, that from now on, you can no longer be boina, and if you ever miyabmo, you ever bo'oleha, after that point, it will be a loisa say. The way Tosis understands it, and we'll talk a little more about this in Mitzvah Hashem, that Tosis understands that we have a concept over here in this sugya that the love of Kevin Shalibona Shuvloi Yivne was Nitkoi Mikores Loisase. This says that if not for the special Loisase, I would have said that at the moment that the Zika is Paka, we assume as a given that the relationship of all the men, all the women, is going to go right back to being a regular Eishasach. They all relate to him, all of them as an Eishasach. And if not for the Pasuk of Legivne, Toysa Shita is, that there would have been an absolute chorus clapping, everybody clapping the original Yavama, the original Yavama, everyone, even if the Yavama lived with the Yavama, I would have said, says Toysa, that there would be a chorus once there's no longer a Zika because he's a Chalitza. But now I have a Chiddush of the Loisase, which is telling me Nitkoi, we're knocking it down from chorus to just Loisase. And that, according to Reish Lakish Shita, that applies specifically and only to the one Yavam and the one Yavam that went through the Chalitza, everyone else reverts back absolutely to Chorus. That is Reish Lakish, and we'll talk more about it. Rabbi Yochanan Shita, however, is not like that. Rabbi Yochanan Tain is that all of the brothers and all of the women forever after will only be all aloisase clappy each other of Kevin Shaloibona Shavlo Yivne, and the chorus does not revert back at all. The lashain of Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbi Yochanan Tain is on this, he says, Miyakamidi, is there such a thing? The Meikara means originally when the Nefila took place, when Reuven died. If you want, you can call it this one or that one. Any brother or any of the women could have gone through the Chalitza, which means to say that originally there was no kores, clearly, for anybody, any man, any woman to be involved in any kind of a yibm or anything. The Zika is indiscriminate on all the men and all the women at the time of the Nefila. Now that you went through a Chalitza and one of the men did Chalitza to one of the women, does it really make sense that the kores should come back? ko'avid, ihi shlichut at a Torah ko'avda. He, one of the brothers that did the Yivam, he did the chalitza in this case, he's doing a shlichas of all the brothers that go through that chalitza, and the Isha, the Yavama that went through the chalitza, she is a shlichas of all the other women. So the main learner, Yechanan Shita is, he is a shlichas for all the men, she's a shlichas for all the women, and therefore the loy sase kicks in indiscriminately for all the men and all the women alike, and there no longer is any chorus whatsoever for any of the men to have a beer ever afterwards with any of the noshim. That's the shita of Rabbi Yochanan. Now, a couple of points about this sugya. The Ramban, in the end of the Sefer HaMitzvos LaHorambam, the Ramban rechenzois a list of additional mitzvahs that he feels that the Rambam should have included and failed to include. There's a list at the end of the Asays, which is generally known as the Shikchas Ho'esin of the Ramban, those that forgot, that the Rambam forgot in his opinion. And at the end of the Lois Asays, there's another list in the Ramban called the Shikchas Halavin, those Lois Asays that he feels the Rambam forgot and didn't enumerate. So among the Shikchas Halavin and the mitzvah Yud Dalet, the 14th of them, that the Ramban rechenzois, at the end of the Sefer HaMitzvos, he says, the 14th Lois Asay that we should be include in the minyan, it wasn't included by the Rambam, is shenimna hacholat liyavimtoi shelo yavay aleha v'lo yisaena achre hiparadam yimena b'chalitza. At the moment that the Yavam and the Yavam went through a chalitza, forever after, there is a lois haseh that they're not allowed to live with each other anymore after that time. And that is, says the Ramban, ein ha'inyan, the pshat is not sheyachzer aleha eishes ach. We are not saying that the din eishes ach should come back. In other words, that since they originally were an eishes ach, and then there was a zika, but now you took care of that with the chalitza, so now it's going to revert back the exact same isa, the full-blown erev of eshesach. We're not saying the eshesach comes back. Says the Ramban, if you would have said the eshesach comes back, then it would be mechuyev that there should be a kores, just like any eshesach in the world is bekores, and it's very clear in the sugya that it went down from kores to lav. So therefore, the correct pshat, says Ramban, is that this has no shaychus to the din of the original din of the eshesach, and this new lois, I say, is not based upon any kind of erev of eshesach. It's a totally new din, says the Ramban, based upon the special drasha asher lo yivne, kevin shelo yibono shuv lo yivne, and it ought to be included independently as a separate and special lois haseh in the Taryag Mitzvah. The Ramban writes that in fact it's clear that this is a lois haseh gomer, it's not some kind of asmachta drasha or something like that, it's mamash a complete absolute lois haseh, because we find, he quotes the Gemara in the 5th Perek, there's actually a very similar Gemara by us right over here on the bottom of Yudim Beis. In both places the Gemara speaks out that according to Rabbi Akiva's shita that we discussed yesterday, that Rabbi Akiva holds that in kedushin tois and b'chayv elavin, the kedushin does not take effect on the chayv elavin. So this lady between the Yavam and the Yavama, that they've gone through a chalitza, from now on there is a lois say they're a chayv elavin, and therefore according to Rabbi Akiva, even if he subsequently marries her, it won't be chal the tefisas kedushin because kedushin is not tois and chayv elavin. However, according to Rabbanan, Rabbi Akiva, that they hold kedushin is tois and chayv elavin. So Gemara speaks out in both places that the kedushin will be effective if the Yavam, who was chayot to Yavama, will subsequently be mekadesh her. So l'chayra, it's a raya mefureshes, says the Ramban. It's a very, very, very strong raya, actually, that there's a true lois as a gomer in this gemara. It's not some kind of asmachta or something, asmachta de rabbanon, but rather it's absolutely a lois as a to take back kevin shaloi bonus shaloi yivne. Once you do the chalitza, you can't be bor on the isha. It's mamish a regular lois as a gomer. That's why according to Bekiva, or even be the inquisition toisin. That's the Ramban's taina. Now many point out that the Rambam evidently disagreed, because the Rambam and the Yad in Hilchos Yibam Chalitza in Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Beis, the Rambam writes that a chodesh liyavimtoy, so you get an iser on her and him and etc. 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 Says the Rambam, so all those men and all those women afterwards after Chalitza took place, for kulon asureis aleihen mi divrei soifrim kishniois. That's like shniois larayis. This whole iser subsequently for one of these men to take one of the women marry is only a drabonon bialmo. It's like shniois larayis. Because Raman speaks out, we cannot say there's some kind of Torah level Isur that remains after one is chaylitz to one of the women. But you can't say that. Shemei achar, shemeis ochiv b'loy vlad. The moment that the original dead fellow Ruvain died, and he died without children, nistah like Isur ervo mi'al kol noshav. So the Isur ervo got removed, entirely gone from all of his wives, and it won't come back, says the Rambam. Even if you are going to do a chalitza between one man and one woman, that's no way that the Isur Eishazach is going to come back. It's gone, it vanished, and it's not coming back. So therefore, Leficha Toivsin by Hemakadushin Kishniois. Again, the Rambam compares it a second time in a row that this Isur is some of the Doimbe to Shniois La'arayos. What does it mean, the comparison? We'll have later on the second parak, the whole sugya of Shniois La'arayos, that there's actually all kinds of different women that are
far enough, their relationship, they're related to in a far enough manner that they're not an Erev on the Torah level. But there's a din, a secondary din called Shniyos La'arayas, a rabbinic safeguard around the din of arayas, that you can't marry those Noshim either. The Rambam compares this case of where you have the men and the women, and one chalitza was done, so there's no heter for anybody to subsequently, Rabbi Yechon's din, no heter, but also no kares, for anyone to subsequently marry or live with one another. So then hold in, the Rambam says, is a divrei soifim mitfamish like Shniyos La'arayas, which means it's clearly a rabbinic safeguard. The problem which everybody asks is that the Rambam is obviously arguing on the Ramban, and the Rambam is coming out that there is only a Drabonah Ba'almo, the din of Bono Shavlo Yivne, but that it seems to run right in the face of this Sugya in the bottom of the Omud, and certainly in the Sugya later on that the Rambam quotes in the fifth parak, because in both places the Gemara actually makes it very clear that according to Bekivis Shita, when you have the Bono Shavlo Yivne, Kedushin won't even be Toifis between the Ach and the woman, the Torah, that they eventually marry, because since they're Beloisa, say, because they're not Toifis. So how could the Rambam possibly say that it's not even a Loisa, say, it's just a Shnius La'arayos of the Rabbanon, but certainly would have a Kedushin Toifsin on a woman that's just a Shnius La'arabanon. So the Mamish against the Gemara, that the Gemara says that according to Bekiv, because it's not Toifis, apparently was saying that the Bono Shuv La'yivne is a Loisa, say, Gomor, and against the Rambam. That's the Kasha everyone has. This is really a very stark Kasha. Nonetheless, the Karen Oiro over here, one of the Gedolei Achroinim writes that he believes he does have a teretz to the Rambam. He says that the Rambam understood that it's a machloikas ha-sugyas, in different sugyas in Masechta Yevamos, what the tafkid of the pasuk of Loi Bono Shuv Lo-Yivne is. And in fact, Zok Deravada, it's true that our Gemara did hold that Loi Bono Shuv Lo-Yivne is a loisa, say, as the Ramban says. And by the way, many point that the Rashi says in the bottom of the Yomad, Rashi says very clearly it's a loisa, say, which is not a chiddush, because the Gemara itself is mukach, that Loi Bono Shuv Lo-Yivne is Amish a loisa, say, like you just said. However, the Rambam's opinion is that the sugya itself is not lahal. We go like a different sugya zokta later on daf mem dalet, and the Karen Oyer is mefalpul to try to demonstrate that in the sugya on daf mem dalet there is a different setup, which is mavur that the din of Leibonah Shav Leivne should only be an Isod Rabbana. The Gemara over there, mem dalet asks the kasha. It's a whole sugya there. They're trying to figure out if, let's say, you have two women that fall to a particular brother. Notice Reuven had two wives, and Reuven dies, and both wives fall to Shimon. The Gemara over there goes through a discussion that maybe there's a chiyuv to be choylitz one and then miyabim the other. And it's mechtesi. How do you know this very, very big yesoid that we learn that doing a maisa of a gibbon or a chalitza to one isha is going to be related to the entire bias, like we'll have to discuss in Mitzvah Shem a little bit, but later, today or tomorrow, we'll discuss this concept of shlichu sayhu that's mavur in the Gemara here, that you do the maisa to one woman and it takes care for all of them. Mechtesi, maybe the din is if two women fall to the Yavam, he has to do chalitza to one and then be it to the other. So the Gemara answers over there, according to the Gersas HaBach, in the name of the Rif, there's two Gersois, but the Bach, in the name of the Rif over there is Geiris, that the Gemara's teretz is that it says, Kevon Shaloi Bono Shuv Lo Yivne, that's a Shaloi Yivne, Loi Bono Shuv Lo Yivne, and Mela, therefore, we cannot say that his din is to be choylitz the first and then Miyavim the second, because once he's choylitz the first, it's chal halacha that he's not being a boyne, he's being a choylitz, and we apply to that the din of Kevin Shaloi Bono Shuv Lo Yivne, and he's also therefore to Miyavim the second issue, which means it's impossible therefore to suggest that he should be Choylitz the first and Miyavim the second. There's a whole Gemara there, and that's the Gersa of Rambam in the Gemara. Zoktof them the Kevin Oyrim, the Kumta Choyes Zokter, from his point of the Sugya there, it's going to come out that according to that Sugya and the Fendalit, the Tachlis of bringing down the Xeris HaKosu of Lo Yivne, Kevin Shaloi Bono Shuv Lo Yivne, the Tachlis of that is to be a Poiter, because otherwise that would have been mechayev the Yavam to do something to each of the Noshim, to do a chalitza to the first Isha and then a bia to the second Isha. That's how it would have been mechayev. So the kamashmul of the pasuk of Loi Bono Shuv Lo Yivne is that of a poiter. I do not mechayev, I do not say that you have to do a second activity after the first chalitza. Once it's Loi Bono, Ein Lo Yivne means, according to the Karen Oyer, you're no longer mechayev to be Yivne. That's what it's saying. I don't say, well, after miyavim chayev the first, I now have to miyavim the second. If all it is a poet is out there, there's no shum mocker in the pasuk to learn out of there an isur loisa say the way the Ramban learns out of loisa say and the way our sugya learns out of loisa say, like it's still through the Bekiva. So even though our sugya taka holds that loyivne is a loisa say, the sugya mamdalit holds that it's a poet there and not a loisa say, and what it's saying is there's no chiyuv after having gone through a chalitza on the first isha, no chiyuv to go through a bias yivaman on the second. If you want to do so, it's not mavur what the halacha is, and the Rambam shita was stuck there. What was the Rambam's shita? That the default assumption without any pasuk, which I don't have any pasuk, because Lo Yivne is just telling me I'm not mechuyev, right, to do two activities. So the default assumption of the shita of Rambam was that once the heter eishasach was chal b'shas and nefila, we're assuming it misvara will not come back. And in Meila, we name on that once we have the sugam emdal that does away, so to speak, with this pasuk of Lo Yivne. It just takes care of by saying that you're not mechuyev to do a second pula. So now I go on my svarah chitzayna, which in the opinion of the Rambam was, the svarah chitzayna is kevon, that once you have a heter eishasach at the moment when the original fila took place, so the svarah tells me that even you do a chalitza, whatever you go through, that the din iser eishasach should not come back. And the meila, the Rambam goes with his shita that the nashma o motoris medarais, and it's only iser drabon and bialma of kevon shaloi bon shaloi yivne, that once he's choilis, he's not allowed to be miyab b'bo'oleha afterwards. However, it says the Kerenayah, all of this is in the shita of Rabbi Yochanan. Ma she'en kein the shita of Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish holds that there's absolute in kores klape all of the other achim and klape all the other tzoros that would not go through the chalitza. So it has to be that Rish Lakish holds that there is no svara to say that just because all of the men and all these women had an afila libim originally, and therefore a hutra of the eishasach originally, that we do not say the meila, therefore that forever and ever after the Issacharis can't come back. There's no such svara because he holds that Issacharis does come back. The opinion of Rish Lakish is it's only a special din in the Ish and the Isha that went to the Chalitza, they are the ones that have a special lifting off of the Chorus. But Masha'en Kain, all the others, the Issa Chorus does absolutely come back, and against the view of Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that the Svara tells me that once you have the original Nefila Le'yubim and the Heter Eishasach, that it can never come back. Now, the Kerenera goes on, and he says a rather startling thing in the name of the Ushalmi, in the Ushalmi's understanding of Rish Lakish. And the emes is that this same Havana that he says, B'shein the Ushalmi, Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Asman Deraisa simply yachas it straight out to the Bavli. Rabbi Yosef Engel raises the question that be'emes, it's hard to fully understand Rish Lakish altogether, because if you assume that Rabbi Yochanan Shita is that when the Yavam does the Chalitza, he's like a shliach, so to speak, of all the brothers. And Rabbi, the Torah, the lady who does the Chalitza, she's like a shliach of all the different Torahs. And that's why the din of Kurus doesn't come back at all, klape any of them, because they're all equal. So that's all Rabbi Yochanan and Shita. And what does Rish Lakish hold? He says, no din of shliach esayu. And so he's not a shliach of the brothers, and she's not a shliach of the Noshim. So in fact, if that's the case, frekti Rabbi Yosef Engel, Asim de Reise, so why, Taka, is it that the Chalitza that one man does to one woman is a mafki of the entire Zika, klape each and every single one of all of the men and all of the women? It should only mafki of the Zika, klape that man and that woman were involved in the Chalitza. If there's no shlichusayu, and you're going to Rabbi Shlokash August and the dinner shlichusayu of Rabbi Yochanan, then why, in fact, is the one Chalitza done by one man, one woman, mafki from all the others? And he brings a smach from a Gemara in Gittin, the way he learns the Gemara, that it's fair to say that a pu'ula that one man does to one woman is some kind of magically mafkia, the zikas, multiple zikas clapping all the other people, even if they're not, no din shlichas b'chlal. The Meiler of Yosef Engel wants to learn, and the Kerenayah brings that the Ushalmi seems to mavur this way, that they want to learn that the way that the system works is like this, that you should not say, according to the opinion of Rish Lakish, that when multiple men and multiple women have a zikas yivamin, that the pshat is that there's taka multiple zikas. That in fact I have that all of the brothers are zokuk and all of the nashim are zokuk, they all have zikas clapping all and each and every one of each other. Rather, Rish Lakish Hashita is that there's only one zika, because there can't be more than one zika. The ishus that was originally in existence could be nimshach through one man, one yavam, one yavama, and that's it. That's the whole hemshach of the ishus, and that's it. There's only one zika. It's just not misbari yet which of the men and which of the women have the hemshach of that zika. Subsequently, later on, when one of the anoshim and one of the noshim, one of the tzoros, gets involved and does the chalitza, that's a mevarer, which is kevel mafreya, that they are the ones in whom the zika is nimshach, and it's a gloy that all the other achim and all the other tzoros never, even the mafreya, never had any zika whatsoever, and therefore never had any heter eishesach. That's why Rish Lakish is of the opinion that that's the new pshat, the mechudistik of pshat of the Yerushalmi and the pshat of the Asim Dereif and the Bavli, that's how they learn why Rish Lakish Hashita is that there is only a lois hasei bi'alma on that man, that woman that did the chalitza. Everyone else has a chorus. The reason is because it's a glory of Mafreya that all the others never had the original heter eshesach because they never had the zika. The zika is now misbarer l'mafreya that it's only on that one man and that one isha. That's how the Yerushalmi learns. The Karenator brings down the Yerushalmi, says a mufadig thing that the Yerushalmi evidently is going. By the way, it's a whole machloikis later in the 10th parak. But the Yerushalmi evidently is going that kedushin is not toifs in the Yevamah l'shok. It's all shaila about this. A ganzer machloikis later on in the Pesechta, Pesechta Yevamis, about if Yevamah l'shok who's a kuka to a particular yavam, she's a shmeres yavam. So if she takes kedushin on somebody, is a chal or not? The Yerushalmi seems to be going that kedushin is not toifs in the Yevamah l'shok, and the Yerushalmi learns that if you imagine that there's, let's say, five brothers and five different sorrows that all fell to each other, and let's say one of these noshim is poshta yod of a kibbutz kedushin me'acher, that she accepts kedushin from somebody else, and then you end up doing the chalitza, a different one of the noshim is involved in the chalitza, so it's a gloy l'mafreya, says the Yerushalmi, that the kedushin was toifes for that so-called shemes yavam that was kibbutz kedushin. Why? Because it was toifes l'mafreya, because it's a gloy l'mafreya that that woman was not the woman in whom the zika yavam was nimshach. She didn't have a zika, she didn't have a shem yavam, we now see the mafreya, and that's why her kedushin is toifes. So Yerushalmi is mamash beferish, a peledic thing, that that pshat in Rish Lakish, which actually something like that in the Bavli, like we said, pshat in Rish Lakish is that in fact there is only one zika, and who does the chalitza, which isha is going to be mevarer, who is the one in whom the zika is contained. All the others don't have any zika, and that's why Rish Lakish is saying that all the others have absolute issacharis, klapi each other. The Chiddush of Nachum over here goes into a very basic hakira, which we've already alluded to in the last few minutes, and we'll say it over with a bit of a clarkite, the way Reb Nachum explains that it's a machlokes rishonim. The shaila is a very basic one. I have a bunch of anoshim, a bunch of achim, and a bunch of tzoros that they all fall to each other, and now, let's say, a chalitza is done, one of the anoshim with one of the noshim. What is the svorachit soina at this point, if I don't have any pasuk whatsoever? What will be the svorachit soina at this point? What should be the din of each of the anoshim klape each of the noshim? Should I say misvora hachit soina, that my logic tells me that now that there's no longer any zikas yavama whatsoever, because it's poka, because he did a chalitza, so therefore now the anoshim and the noshim all relate to each other with a din kor, because it reverts back the label of Eshes Ach that they had from the original brother, and the Zik is Paka, so the Svarachit Soina is that the chorus comes back. Or do I say Mamash Fakert? The Svarachit Soina tells me that once that the Isser Eshes Ach was Paka, that it vanished, Bishas, when there was a Zika, when they were all Zokak to each other, there was no Isser Eshes Ach, so maybe at that point it vanished, and even when the Zika disappears later on, once the Isser Eshes Ach was Paka, maybe my Svarachit Soina ought to tell me that the Isser Eshes continues to be gone and does not come back. Which of these two is the Svarachit Soina? So Reb Nachum explains very carefully and clearly based on Diukam and the Rishayim that this is a Klora Machloikas Rishayim. Tosis over here says clearly that the Svarachit Soina was that the Koreis ought to come back. That's why Tosis speaks out that, let's say, in the Shitas Rish Lakish, for example, we're going to say that Klape, that one Yavam, and that one Yavama that went to the Chalitza, we say that it's Nitkoi, may kores lolav, a special din of loibona shuv given a special exas a kosev, it's menatek and cuts down the choimer of from their relationship. From then on, it's no longer kores, but rather lolav. All the other yavamin, all the other tzorois, they do have still the kores because it comes back, which is a farachit sayina. It's only that yavam and that yavama, which is nitkoi hakosev mi kores lolav. Meaning, the farachit sayina was the kores should come back totally, but lagabi that one ish and one isha, the pasuk cuts it down mi kores lolav. In Rabbi Yochanan Shita, that Rabbi Yochanan holds that for everybody, all the men and all the women from now on, it's only a loisa say, says Reb Nachum, Tosis learned up that the Lashon, the key expression in Rabbi Yochanan, which is going to explain why it's only a lav for them all, is the end Lashon. Because you know, there's two parts of what Rabbi Yochanan says. First he says, Miyakam Idi, is it possible that they had a total heter eshesach b'shast and nefila, and now it should come back? El, that's part one. Part two, El, or rather, he is a shlichusa, a shliach of all the men, and she is a shlichusa, a shliach of all the women. Akzachtib Nachum Tosis understood the second nekuda is the ikor, that's the only lumdish point over here. Since he's a shliach of all the men, and she's a shliach of all the women, therefore they all have the din of nitkoi, mikoros lalav, all the men and all the women, they all have that cut down of the pasik against the svarachit sainu, which would have been clearly, according to Tosis, that the koros should come back for them all. However, Ibn Nachum brings down that the Chedushei HaRashbah later on in Daf Mem Aleph says clearly otherwise. The Rashbah speaks out klor that the Svarach Hitzayina is what? Is that when there is an Afila Lehibum, a bunch of men and a bunch of women, that the Halacha is that the Isser Eshesach is Paka and does not come back. And the Rashbah says that that's Mavur in the Lashon of Rabbi Yochanan, the first half of his Lashon. That Rabbi Yochanan's first half of his Lashon, what he said was what? Miyakam Midi, that the Hetu of Eshesach was Chal, B'Shas and Afila, and is it possible that it come back? That stands all by itself, says the Rashbah. And even if there wouldn't have been any gather of Shlichutza and Shlichutza and all different Shlichutza, it doesn't make a difference. The fact that there was a Heter Eshesach that was Chal originally, B'Shas, when the Nefila took place, that automatically means that the Isser should not come back. And therefore, the Svarach Hitzayinah is, according to the Rashbah Shita, says Ibn Nacham, not like Toysis, that the Svarach Hitzayinah is the Chorus come back. According to the Rashbah, the Svarach Hitzayinah is the Chorus has not come back. And they really should have no Isser Eshesach at all. So, Zokter Ibn Nacham, how is the Rashbah going to learn the second half of the Gemara, Shlichutza the Achen Ka'av? He's Shlichutza the Achen Ka'av, and Shlichutza of all the women Ka'av. How is the Rashbah going to learn that part? That part of the Gemara, says Ibn Nacham, Lafi the Rashbah, is not coming to explain why the Isser is not so chomer, why it's not a chorus anymore, the way Tosfos learns, but rather it's just a lav. Rather, it's coming to explain fakirut. Really, they should be totally mutter because the Eshesach was poka, and it should be complete heter after this point. Even you did a chalitza, so now go ahead and be a baleho if you want. What's stopping you? So we're saying no, that there is a new loisa say that's chal, where there should have been a total heter. There's a naya loisa say kevon shaloi bona shuv lo yivne, and that new loisa say is telling me, and that's not just chal klapi that one ish and klapi that one isha, but rather the new loisa say is klal. It says Rabbi Yochanan klapi all of them because he's a shlichusa of the achan and she's a shlichusa of the nashim, and in Mele, that's why the new isur is chal. It would have been a total heter. The isur is chal because of the shlichusa. And in fact, Rabbi Nochem brings that the Rash and the Raivin and the Teres Koenem and Emmer both speak out klar that the point, the tachlis of bringing down the shlichusa of the achan and shlichusa of the nashim in this gemara is to tell you that we're going to answer with a loisa say all the men and all the women which would have been otherwise mutter, because that's the other sheet of Zakt Rabbi Nochem against the Toysis, who understands that we would have said without any special Gilui HaKro that there's a chorus clapping them all, because then chorus would have come back were it not for the fact that we have a special Kevin Shaloi Bona Shuv Lo Yivne, which cuts it downwards from a chorus to a lav.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.